Night Attack is coming to SF Sketchfest. See us in Piano Fight Wednesday, January 22nd, 8 p.m. Special guests Anthony Carboni, Rebecca Watson, Veronica Belmont. Find more information at sfsketchfest.com, I think. I probably should have looked that up before we started the show.
Oh, hells yeah. Coming to you live and direct from the newly minted Diamond Club Studios, deep in the heart of the Seven Acres Wood, located smack dab on the Austin city limits. You know it has got to be go time for Night Attack. I'm Brian Brushwood, live in studio, joined by, as always, my BFF and OAK. It's JRY, Justin Robert Young. What is up, Justin Robert Young?
Oh, my God, Brian. By the way, it is sfsketchfest.com. There's no exclamation mark on the...
Now, is this the kind of event that if I wanted to be at, I should have already booked a flight to? Because it seems like it's coming up pretty soon.
For anyone else on Earth, Brian, I would say yes. You should panic and do it. But considering we are still, a week and a half away?
2 weeks, yeah.
2 weeks away? For you, this is shocking pre-planning. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going on a family vacation in 2.5 days, and I've not booked any of the tickets to any of the events. I've not booked even the hotel room. I just said, I'm physically on Friday going to take my family to Florida. And hopefully by then I'll know.
That's not just me and you. You got kids, man.
That's fine. Sorry. I mean, there's got to.
Question. Does Bonnie know that nothing's booked?
She knows.
She is not here tonight, conspicuously.
She knows what the ramifications will be if she is not made to feel comfortable once we land. And that's all she needs to know. At this point, we've built up enough trust, enough faith, enough, all they know is.
So you have a relationship wherein, if it doesn't get done, you know that everything will crash down around you, but she trusts and knows that you are a traveling professional for whom booking things.
I mean, we'll cut the bullshit here. Here's the thing. We're going to land in Orlando, and if it somehow doesn't work out that we go to Disney and all that crap, then guess what? As a good magician, I'm the one holding the sealed envelope, and maybe I'm the one who says, guess what, kids? You thought we were going to boring old Disney World? Hop in the car. We're going to go see manatees. Here we go. It'll be fine.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
My job is to is to stick the landing. It doesn't matter where I land. Come
you
on.
Got to train. You have to practice. You have to show up to the...
Answer me a question.
Yes.
You get off on this, right? Like,
this is my number seven.
this is something that there's an element of not having a net excites you on some level, right?
Yes, I guess. I mean,
no.
I think I truly do experience a bliss from knowing that even if it's not okay, it's still okay. And I think that yeah. bliss is so important to me that it just overrides any desire to, like, luckily the kids don't care. They're just along for the ride. Bonnie seems to have that same, whatever, bro, gene. And if you have it, roll with it, man.
Well, all right. So number one, I do think that is maybe the first element of delusion that I've heard out of this entire conversation.
Oh, is that Bonnie's on board?
No, that the kids, when promised Disney, will be cool about not going to Disney. If they have been to Disney, they like the characters, they like the thing. That is, as somebody who was in close proximity to Disney, boy howdy would I as a child be pissed the hell off. And I used to go to Disney at least once or twice a year because it was so close. I would be pissed off. It was like, oh no, manatees.
And you land, You land in Orlando and they've got, you see everyone else with the mouse ears on. It's in the airport. You can't.
Look, kids gather around. Look, some surprises are so special. They require just a little bit of enhancement. You know, you all know that Santa Claus isn't real, but wasn't that fun that that we lied to you all those years and made things a little more magical? The reason I had to do that is because guess who's gonna go to the Coconut Creek Hard Rock Casino? That's right. All you kids for the first time. Let's go.
Let's go see where Dad talked to the Crypt Keeper and got drunk at the bar a block outside.
Sweethearts, this is the world of beer. This is where Justin pretended or threatened to piss into a trash can.
Yeah. I mean, here's the good news. It's Disney. No one's getting locked out of Disney. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Also, the entire reason that we're going is because this is, statistically speaking, the least occupied week in the entire year of Disney, full stop. This is everybody is back in school, so only somebody wildly irresponsible would lie to the public school system and claim their kid had a disease called I need me some Star Wars Landitis and pull them out for a week at this time.
So yeah. And also, number one, you're on the internet. So if there are anybody listening right now that happens to be a cast member at Disney and would be able to get Brian and his family fast passes for important rides, you know, this is the time that you put that out into the world. And also,
but mainly anybody in the hospitality side, as long as we're being just fictitious right now, specifically, maybe you work at the Polynesian because maybe we've never gone to the Polynesian also, or maybe we'll go see manatees. You know, it's all up in the air.
The good news is, Brian, you know, a Floridian.
I do.
You do. Don't worry. You just blow in a conch shell and you just hear all the other Floridians crush beer cans on their heads until you can suss out who's got the plug for the Disney hotel.
Somebody somewhere. It is also, there's kind of two worlds because there's two currencies. There's real money, where I guess things are fairly affordable because this is an unpopular week, but there's fake money of timeshare coupons. So if you are the type of person who has those timeshare coupons, then you know this is the very best week to go because it's so unpopular.
Wasn't that the way you were going to make this work? Is because you had a...
Yes, and then maybe I waited too many weeks to tell my friend and he couldn't get in because the waiting list was 700 people long and they're doing like random lotteries. People are over there waving their... coupons like they're,
see, the
they're
thing is
devalued
own.
Rubles or something.
You own it a part of the year.
Correct.
And so that's a good thing.
But
yeah.
So I, this is the gamble, is either it will be great and cheap or it'll be great.
Yeah. Well, Brian, that sounds like quite a ballad, which brings us to our guest, the one, the only, Mike TV. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, everybody.
Night Attack's very own troubadour, Mike TV. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a big night. This is the first time that we've filled out the entire studio here.
Yeah, man. You know, and it's crazy. This place, for those of you that haven't yet been here, it's absolutely gorgeous. And it really is. They've got it's a lot of space. A lot can be done here. I'm really super excited to see what becomes of this in the coming months and years.
So we were able to set up, I guess we got the other shot over here where Trey is waiting in the wings.
It is actually the same shot that I have to move by.
Oh, you have to move. Okay, no, we're getting
later.
We're getting there.
Just imagine Trey.
But the important thing is like you're going to get to see the pipe and drape that I bought and lugged around to community colleges to class up the joint for my magic shows. Yeah, there you go.
All right. Mike, listening to that story from Brian, are you a last minute guy or are you somebody that would at this point start panicking that things weren't booked?
I usually prefer to plan stuff, but But over the past, but since I became a professional musician 20 years ago,
you've learned to improvise.
Yeah. I am nothing but improvisation because I'm often like, can I afford this? And really, should I do this? And I'm often waiting to the very last minute, and then I'm like, fuck it, I'll do it. You know, like so. I almost always when I really want to do something, I almost always do it. But because you do, you just kind of jump down the, you just slide down the slide and go, all right, let's see what happens. You know, where's this going to be depositing me?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of with you, Brian. Although I don't know if I would have the balls to do it with a wife and three kids.
Yeah,
I feel like that is, if anything, that is the gleam, the J.J. Abrams-esque lens flare coming off your brass balls right now.
I'm not going to lie. This is a bit of my Evel Knievel moment where it's just like I'm keeping my game face on. I'm acting like everything's cool. But as we found out at TwitchCon, a lot happens at the last minute. There's a lot of hotels that gets canceled. And if you show up with a family, let's say, and you say, oh man, it's just, you know, I can lie to them for about 70 more minutes. And if you could just find us a room, that'd be great. And then
make sure that it's a hotel with a McDonald's next door, so you can be like, guess what, McDonald's for the kids, get all the McDonald's you want.
Right,
now, mom's gonna stay here. I'm gonna be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. Extended Simpsons-esque break glass. Get into car. Start car. Drive off.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It'll be fine.
I'm gonna be fine, Mike. You got a Kickstarter in the works right now, right?
I do. Yeah, man. I've got a whole bunch of, yeah. I just launched another Kickstarter. In fact, I was saying,
you launched a Kickstarter during his current Kickstarter. Yeah. I just launched
another Kickstarter right now. But I actually 8 years ago this month is when I first met you guys. Eric and I played for you guys for the very first time eight years ago this month. We actually funded this album, Fury of the Lonely Heart, the album that I'm doing the songbook for. We actually funded this album 8 years ago, and full circle. There you go. It's just like magic. But yeah, and so.
So what you're saying is just showing up without a plan, hoping that the world takes care of you.
Seemed to work really well. Yeah, although we didn't have any kids or I didn't have a wife. Yeah, there was no. Yeah,
I mean, I can only imagine magic would happen if you did. You should have shown up with kids as well.
That's awesome. I remember that you initially did fund a Kickstarter, but yeah. Realize it's so funny because now I look back because Ashley does nothing but play your music, so I'm very familiar with your music now.
Yeah,
and our catalog of Gets That Go, but I never realized that now my feelings of Fury of a Lonely Heart now are something far different because I've listened to it so much. I guess I never realized that we had a role in its existing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and it's really crazy because that album, you know, like we didn't realize. You know, we kind of went into it not having any, like, oh, sure, of course, we'll go, and we got something to promote. You guys asked us, you know. Oh, in fact, that, and it was at the end of that show, I was like, I think we raised, like, $3,000 or $4,000. Like, we got very close to hitting our mark, and then like, the next morning, we actually hit it. It was crazy. And I remember as we were leaving, I was like, hey, what do you guys, like, how can I thank you guys? And then Justin, you were like, just write us, like, a closing end of the night lullaby or something like that. Just as a throwaway thing. And I was like, okay. And then I sent you guys like the next day or the day after, I sent you the NSFW's lullaby. I had Eric.
That is also, yeah. That was also an artistic decision that sort of, I think it was a little more serious than you're presenting it. But I remember when the lullaby showed up, it was such a counterpoint to our chaotic, crazy energy for the show that I was like, this is how we're going to end our shows? we're going to start off looking like we're in the middle of a riot. We're going to end going to bed at night. And I'll be damned if that hasn't become the best fucking part of the whole weekly ritual at this point.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, absolutely. Oh man, that's so funny. That is, and I'll tell you this. The reason why we realized we were kindred spirits was that you turned it in the next day. That is thing that I think Brian and I both value greatly is like, all right, if you're excited for something, you're gonna get it done.
Yeah.
Because when we're excited for something, we're going to get it done, which tells you how excited Brian is about his vacation.
Hey, man, look, when you're excited, things happen very quickly. And trust me, things are about to have to happen very quickly.
Right now, Brian is pee his pants excited about this thing.
Wait, but you know what's funny is there's actually some part of my mind that, like, I almost started making some calls today. And I called the one dude who were one of the dudes that we're meeting up with. And he was like, we're getting at the hotel or whatever. And then I realized, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm calling too early. Tomorrow's the pee my pants day. So I just felt this release. I was like, yeah, tomorrow right. I pee my pants. That's not a tonight job.
Hold it. I can hold it till then.
Right.
New pants. Yeah.
So the new Kickstarter that we are promoting is
the new Kickstarter is, so this is for Fury of Your Lonely Heart. So this is the third songbook. So I'm basically doing about one songbook a quarter. I've got 17 albums in stores, I've really got 15 albums and then like on a kind of a career retrospective record, which I'm not going to do. But
specifically a songbook. Since you're pretty much inventing this new category,
and it's awesome. I have them over there though. But they look like the CDs, but they're hardbound. They're the highest quality book, which was awesome for me. I'm like, I'm gonna make these the highest quality thing I possibly can. So when I went to my printers, like I was using their like online order form, and I was like, highest quality, and that was awesome. So here they are. So they look like CDs. They're hardbound. And they're gorgeous. The paper quality, there's illustration. It just,
but they've got lyrics and like notes for
all the lyrics,
songs,
chord charts, anecdotes, illustrations. It was so funny because when it first rolled out of the envelope, when they sent me the proof, I was blown. I was like, this, it looks so good.
This is what I think is going to become an emerging important thing, because I'm going to get a little philosophical here. People like things. People like stuff. I think there's some part of us that really feel a little bit, I don't want to say robbed, but like the world's a beiger place for the lack of buying a CD that is a physical talisman, something that you know is special, a physical connection to the music to do it. So and this fills that empty hole.
I I spent a long time considering this, because I knew that like a keychain wasn't going to do it, you know, and a koozie wasn't going to do it, you know. Like I needed something that had the same kind of import and the same kind of like awesome that buying a CD was, because when I was a kid and I bought a CD, I mean, I'd crack it open, like the ritual of cracking it open, and then I would just smell it. I'd be like, oh, it smells so cool, you know. It was this whole tactile physical
and the
experience.
First time you listened to the CD, you would sit with the lyrics and go through everything on there. And so in what I love is that it shines a spotlight on the fact that the music album experience, single culture is different, right?
Yeah.
But the music album experience has been broken for 20 years now.
Yeah.
And this is sort of a step in repairing everything.
Amen. That's exactly it. It's an attempt to kind of go back. It'd be like, so now you've got, I know the music for me is now, it's my ante. It's my seat at the table, so I can now join in the game. But now what do I offer that gets, you know? And so it took me a long time to figure out this, and they ended up being perfect. Like this is the first time where I, like right out the gate, I knocked a home run, and I was like, this is awesome.
Here's the other thing. Look, I'm not gonna lie, I noticed a few things. They're all the same format.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it seems to me like once you've bought two of a thing, you would want to buy the third of a thing, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth. You said there's 17 albums in the vault.
That's exactly right. And
that's gonna look great. You know,
Mike TV, Mike TV. Right? The T in Mike TV stands for Time Life Books.
All right. So where can people get this? What is the fastest way they can get to this Kickstarter?
Yeah. So the Kickstarter, so you can actually get them from the Kickstarter. Or if you want to buy them direct from me, you can go to getsetgomusic.com. We had some issue with the stores, but that'll be corrected by tomorrow. So it should be all back and up and running. But
how about you start plugging the store after the Kickstarter gets
funded?
Sure.
YOLO420.com/GSGBook3,
there you
the numeral
go.
Three, Get in, man, because there are only going to be so many of them.
Yeah, and they are, and in fact, I'm only doing 125 of each, so they're limited run. Like I'm hand dedicating them all. So, and I've got a dedication page. I fill up the whole page just to I want this because it's a little piece of Gets That Go history, and I do think it is. I've never run across anything like this, so I do think it might be a piece of just history. So I just wanted to make sure that each of them had enough of a dedication that people that it was like a substantive kind of thing. So.
It is interesting because we've done a fair bit of merch over at the Scam Stuff side of things, and there's this sense because you see a bazillion D of something come in that are like, oh, I'll have these decks of cards forever or whatever. Mm. And then here I am 3 or 4 years later, and I'm like, oh, I literally can't find challenge coin number one.
Yeah.
Like I don't even have one of these and they're gone. And now they truly are one of a kind memorabilia that are out in the world because it will never be profitable for me to do another run of those early Arcana things.
Yeah. In fact, that's, I'm holding on to a small group of them just to hang on to them for 10 or 20 years down the road, like to be able to pack them up and be like, hey, this is a piece of my history, you know? But I'm only doing 125. For the first one, which came out maybe 6 months ago, I've got 10 left. So they have sold pretty quickly, you know? They're gorgeous. If you know the music, if you like the music, I think it's a really, really awesome. I spent a lot of time thinking about what can I give people that gives you utility? So it's got the chord charts. If you want to play the songs, the chord charts are there. The lyrics are there. The anecdotes are there. It's this is a perfect snapshot of this is at this time. This is what went into this album being made. You know,
you were telling me a while back for one of the previous songbooks, Mike, is that because some of these albums are older, a lot of the lyrics online were never right.
That was the original reason why I started
was to correct the record.
Yeah, because what would happen is I would go to these lyric sites and I'd be like, hey, I want to throw a correction in, and they'd be like, well, who are you? And I'm like, I'm the guy that wrote the song, and they're like, no, really, who are you? And I'm like, dude,
I'm sorry, we work on a merit based system.
That was exactly it.
Look, Mike, you know I love you, but also, how many times on metrolyrics.org are they getting somebody trying to correct the record on Get Set Go songs?
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Dozens of people where it's like, no, I hate pig fuckers. I swear to God, I wrote the song.
Yeah, I don't have no, but I did try correcting him a handful of times, and so I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to put out, I need to make find somebody to put out the official Get Set Go lyrics, but that kind of got the ball rolling. I was like, well, maybe I could actually sell this. Maybe I could just put together a big book.
Look,
with all my
lyrics.
Look, we
got it. You figured it out. You're selling us the old West. That one dude shot somebody just for snoring. And this other book is about ghosts. Read the book. That's two references to old time life commercials that five people are going to get. Nobody got them. Doesn't matter. If you're out there, congratulations, Bonnie's dad. I'm glad you got that joke.
Bonnie's dad.
Hey, before we start diving into music and shenanigans, should we take a moment and remind everybody that they pay our bills by going on over to patreon.com/nightattack?
Hell yeah, Brian. Patreon.com/nightattack. Head on over there right now. You're going to get a custom RSS feed. You're going to get the show before anybody else. You are going to live the life you've always wanted. Stop looking in the mirror and saying boo. Start looking in the mirror and saying patreon.com/nightattack is a great place that I should throw my money.
Yes, but also don't just say it, think it, and then do it. All of those things.
Then look in the mirror, grab your phone, and say, I'm typing, and say all of this out loud. Patreon.com/nightattack.
Then say and type your credit card information. And of course, if you are a new pledger or if you up your pledge, then we say up your value to our hearts because of a little thing that we like to pick one of you out and say, we've got it, it's working. The thing that we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Night Attack. New Patreon name chant corner hour.
An hour of Yo, man, 5 hours ago, I fucking felt it. This person knows who they are, because if there's one thing I love more than a new pledger, it's somebody who ups their pledge, just shoves that pledge right on up their monetary charts.
Up it. So you felt an uppage in the force?
Yeah, I did. I chubbed up, and I said, oh, man, Bonnie, I'm feeling Randy. Thank you, Randy. That's the guy's name. It was Randy.
Randy!
Thank you, Randy. I'll clean up. He went from number two to number three. So I think we both chubbed up at that moment. It's called a plumpkin. All right. Thank you very much, Randy. And of course, we're live at twitch.tv/nightattack, and we take exactly 1 minute to do the thing. We try to do in 1 minute what everybody else takes all night to do, and that's get Randy. But we tell an honest 1 minute story in the meantime. I was hanging out with Theater Monkey the other day. You know what he said?
Well, you know, Theater Monkey's the kind of guy who has those Trey Warren kind of vocal tics, you know? He just makes sure that he gets out there with metaphor and lyric and rhyme.
I knew you were going to say that, and that's why W. Scottus One paid for Trey Warren to be right here live in studio to answer for that. What do you say? Is this some kind of sunbun action?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you. I see you in what you're doing right now. You're opting out and leaving the treading water improv shenanigans to the rest of us. And while Ace Hastley probably approves of it, I'm not sure how Aaron Byrne would feel.
I agree, Brian.
Yeah, sooth.
I like this is now a segment in Meryl Barr-esque fashion where Brian just takes all the names. Like, you can't be a back and forth if you just keep yelling the names.
Yeah. Yeah.
All about.
I mean, it could be worse. You could be one of my kids promised that we're going to go to Disney.
Congratulations to your man Jeff One, who is the current Fit Boss with 100 bits.
Holy crap! We don't even have a third placer. This bit war light today. I'll tell you what. Here's one way that we can get this started. Let's start a bit storm ourselves. Go ahead and throw your appreciation in the chat as we throw to the musical stylings of Mike TV and Trey Warren.
It's notice sound, everyone get down. It's rock and roll, it owns your soul. It makes you move to the beat and groove. Makes you shake your butt, can't get enough. When the rock and roll explode, will casualties come dance with me? It's made of fire, electric wire, touch to your spine. The beat unwinds, the bass it booms throughout the room. Everyone gets down to the oldest sound. When the rock and roll explode, where casualties come dancing in. And it goes doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, doom, dicka doom, dicka doom. From coast to coast, the sound explodes. It's everywhere. It's in your hair. It's on your hands. It's in your pants. It's on your tongue. It's in your lungs. When the rock and roll explode, where casualties come dance with me. And it goes doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, 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 dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, 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 doom. And it lights us up, oh, we glow. A million billion stars, the music holds. Oh, we turn on. Yes, we glow. A million billion stars shine out, shine bright. We all feel the beat. I feed our dancing on. It's a note of sound. Everyone get down. It's rock and roll. It owns your soul. It makes you move to the beat and groove. Makes you shake your butt. Can't get enough. When the rock and roll explode, we're casualties. Come dance with me. And it goes doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, 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 dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, doom, dicka doom, dicka doom, dicka dicka doom, 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 explode.
God damn it! Yeah! No, but seriously, Bryce, how great is that soundboard? We had so many different mics.
It's actually, it is very, very good. It's very good tonight.
Well, all right, so one more time, head on over to Kickstarter. Go ahead and get that new Get Set Go songbook. Fury of Your Lonely Heart is the album that they are covering, and you can get there at YOLO420.com/GSG. Book number 3. All right. You want to know what? Stay there, boys. Because, Bryce, what's our game tonight?
Well, you know, we got the whole studio space. We got, look at that. Look, we have a whole second set set up today. We have Brian looking good as always. We got the connection to you. I got the satellites in just the right spot today.
And yeah, that's great, guys. It's good that all of that has happened because this is the second act where we play a game.
And
so
you know what?
It's part of the brand now. There might be very important things riding on the fact that we are an NFL.
Might be
game.
People watching right now, very much expecting a game.
Well, you know what? You need to see it before you can do it.
You know what, Bryce? Sounds like you're having a bit of performance anxiety.
You know, I don't like to talk about it. You know, it's really.
Justin and I went through the trouble of inventing a time machine and baking a cake before the show even started.
Oh, good.
Justin, what is that in your formerly nicotine-stained fingers?
Well, Brian! I am.
God damn, it's been a while since you've played the Quizmaster.
I guess if we're doing the retro show, we're doing a Kickstarter for Mike TV's Fury of a Lonely Heart.
Which we greenlighted the authorization to have funded 8 years ago. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. Pause. Fucking, you want more proof that Mike TV is a goddamn motherfucking vampire? That dude has not aged. One of those two people you just saw has aged. The other is Mike TV.
Yeah, no. The only thing different in that shot is literally just contrast on the camera. Like,
is the quality of the camera
has changed. Your hair is the exact same length.
I feel like Mike TV is gonna be all smiles and coy jokes, and then the last thing he's gonna say as he leaves is, "Where do you think Peter Thiel got the idea?"
Yeah,
and
he just walks off. Yeah, I'm gonna Time Lord out of here. I'm gonna hop in my TARDIS and jump forward to the next NSFW guest spot.
So I wrote a game. And what I want to do is have the Music Boys, Mike and Trey, be one team, and taking my role as Brian's partner will be Bryce.
So we'll finally settle this age-old music versus talk radio beef.
That's right.
Which is better, music radio or talk radio?
And I am, of course, on side talk radio.
Yes, because we love talk radio.
That's why
we have a musician. That's why we're going to beat them, because you know how they think. With the blood of young people.
I can just cut their mic. They cannot play a game.
Leave us floundering.
All right, so what's the game, Justin?
So, guys, this is going to be a 2020 trivia. Obviously, we're 7 days in to the year 2020. feel like we all got a handle on it by this point. So
20, are we already doing the 2020 year in review? Maybe we could, that could be our new bit. We're always first with the retrospective.
best year ever for 2020.
This is 2020 trivia, and we will begin with this. It's going to be Mikey style, so true or false. That's okay. All you need to do is true or false. Facing trial in Japan, Carlos Ghosn, the former chairman of Nissan, fled to Lebanon. True or false?
Who goes first?
Let's go ahead and start with...
Team Talk Radio?
Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Talk Radio.
Okay, get that to me again.
One more time, please.
Facing trial in Japan, Carlos Ghosn, the former chairman of Nissan, fled to Lebanon.
Carlos Ghosn is maybe not
a traditional Japanese name.
Is maybe a little out of place, and then fleeing to Lebanon also seems like a long way to go.
All of this is plausible. What's weird is I'm pretty sure he drove a Peugeot.
I think my gut, if we're talking the gut, and you got to go with your gut a little bit.
I'm sorry, caller. We're up against the hour. I'm going to need you to wrap it up.
My gut says true.
You know what? I'm going to back your play.
Okay. Justin, we're going to say Team Talk Radio says the truth.
Okay, I guess we'll go back and forth then, huh? Okay. No, we'll go to TV.
Yeah, we'll go
now.
Back and forth.
Okay.
Let's
opportunity for game theorage here, yeah. Because if there's one thing I know about music radio, they're all about that game theory.
Well, I just happen to know this one because I read
they go now. They go now. True or false?
Okay, true or false?
Okay,
team music.
So I know this is true. It's like I could actually tell you. I can tell you it's true because his actual Japanese attorneys were like. We have no idea why he fled Lebanon.
Lebanon?
Yeah, he fled really? To... Apparently
he didn't even need to.
What's that?
He didn't need to. He just, like... So he took off.
Now, I mean, unless it was like Libya, it was definitely an L named like Arab state. So it could have been Libya.
What are some of the other L ones?
But it was Mike.
Yeah. Just so I know, what you're saying is that he definitely fled to the L word.
Yeah, he definitely did fly. Yeah, he did flee to the L word. The CEO of Nissan, former CEO of Nissan, did flee to and the L word.
Now, absent from this headline was the reason he would flee
because he was embezzling money, I believe. And so, yeah, that's and yeah, so. And,
has, oh, so you want?
Oh, facing trial in Japan. Facing
yeah.
trial.
Oh yeah, 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 you're right. Yeah, yeah.
For embezzlement.
He had been accused, and then I think he said something like he's like I'm not going to put up with this because the Japanese are persecuting me, blah blah blah.
Right.
So then he fled Lebanon.
And this is an executive of Nissan. This is interesting. This is a weird story.
Former CEO of Nissan.
A guy weird update. Carlos. This just in over AP. He's got liner notes that he's selling on Kickstarter about the whole thing. Yeah. The real deep dive.
Yeah, I do actually have a book. I have a book on this exact case coming out.
All right, Justin. I think we both said true.
That was Mike TV's. You shut up. You're not the quiz master. That was Mike TV's.
It's not called interrupt radio. It's called talk after the head break.
That was Mike TV's justification. I'm assuming you guys are saying true then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. So true. Yes. True.
True. Okay. You both get a point. That is indeed true. He did flee Lebanon.
But explain to me the part where he didn't even need to be fleeing.
What? He
definitely needed to flee.
Yeah, yeah.
Officially, our show stance is good job on fleeing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please consider contributing some of those ill-gotten gains to Patreon.com/NightAttack.
Yeah. Hey, Carlos, it sounds like you got some free time on your hands. So I don't know what the time is in Lebanon right now, but if you want. To go ahead and kick on into patreon.com/nightattack, then we won't tell them where you is.
Hey, look at that. We got a point on the board.
All right, so 2020 trivia. Here we go.
What are the odds that's who Randy really is? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he's like, I love this show.
In an effort to combat teenage vaping, the Trump administration announced that it would ban the sale of most flavored e-cigarette cartridges. Among the flavors spared was mint.
Ooh, interesting.
Gentlemen, would you like to your way through this one?
Yeah.
Sing us a song, including your answer.
Well, I know that this is partially true. I just don't know if it's mint. Could be mint. Maybe it's mint. I just don't know. Could be mint. I don't know. But I'm hoping that it's mint because I know this is true. Except for mint. But yeah, let's go and say true.
True.
Dude. Got
wow.
Him. We just, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. We got him, because y'all are suckers, because for some reason, there's apparently a difference between mint and menthol, because I guess there's, they banned mint, but they allowed shittier mint, like Listerine-flavored cigarettes, I guess, is okay.
Well, no, they're saying mint was spared.
Correct.
Mint is a flavor.
And it was not. Mint, Brian's this mint is was... how I learned that mint and menthol are not the same thing.
Right.
Because menthol was spared, and mint was given the Axe body spray treatment, which is overused by teenagers.
Yeah. You hear that, Snurdly? We say false.
Man, that was a real roller coaster of references we just made. I liked it when the millennial ended with the Rush Limbaugh reference.
One day I'll listen to it.
Indeed, menthol spared, mint on the chopping block,
wow,
along dessert, apple, and all the rest of them.
Wow.
Nice.
Hells yeah.
Here we go. Talk radio.
Talk radio. Oh, you know what would be fun?
What?
This is another soundboard. Let's go to soundboard corner hour.
Okay.
I found out that there are different sound profiles that different radio stations use, and that NPR has very particular compression and EQ settings to make it sound like NPR.
Mm-hmm.
It would be amazing for us to like isolate cartoonish versions of everything from what works in AM talk radio to rock radio to NPR and do a crazy thing.
Oh, that'd be neat. Yeah. Put it on. Well, yeah. Then we'll look into that.
It would be very neat.
I wouldn't be surprised if there weren't actually an in the box kind of thing that we could set. You could click AM radio, FM radio, like talk radio, and get those settings just built in. I'm fairly certain you can.
Someone should make
like
a box that just does that.
Well, thing. I mean, like in your whatever your DAW is,
Yeah.
All right, 2020 trivia, guys.
Yep.
Okay.
The first edition of the ABC News Magazine show 2020 featured a balloon caricature of then-President Jimmy Carter to illustrate rising interest rates.
Can we get that again? Hold on. Can we...
The first edition of the ABC News Magazine show 2020 featured a balloon caricature of then-President Jimmy Carter to illustrate rising interest rates.
A balloon. Okay, so
like the idea being that it would be a little bit weird for a video news program.
A video magazine, yeah.
To show a political cartoon. But
this
is the early days of
that format. And this sounds like an actual balloon. This sounds like someone, they went and got a balloon.
This was like hand-twisted balloon.
Oh,
that makes me think yes.
But
2020 was the softer counterpunch to 60 Minutes. ABC wanted to do something
so
a little.
Here's the real question. All this boils down to is the real question he's asking.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, if there's a switcheroo, it's on which president.
President.
Oh, right? No.
And so the real question is was 2020 around when Jimmy Carter was president? However, it would be very weird for them to make a balloon of Ronald Reagan and associate him with rising inflation rates. Either the whole thing's made up whole cloth. I,
I think the concept sounds like something you would do. Remember, this is the first, he says this is the first episode, and...
Was it the very first episode?
Yeah. Which makes me...
critics had a very specific opinion of it, and it was not positive.
I'm gonna say I believe it because I can't... Yeah. It wouldn't make sense to tie it with Gerald Ford or Ronald Reagan.
And that, the balloon sounds... 2020 has like a weird... I'm thinking of 60 Minutes with the big weird book aesthetic thing that they do.
Yeah, but 60 Minutes has a book, so of course 2020 has a balloon. I'm with you.
It's a visual language.
Talk show radio team, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what was your answer?
All right.
It doesn't matter. We locked it in. We know what it is. We're glad you're confused about it.
60 Minutes.
FM, what do you guys got?
AM versus FM. So
I think that it's the balloon actually probably wasn't a Jimmy Carter balloon. It was probably a Disney balloon, you know, one of those, you know, the ones with the little Mickey Mouse heads things. And they were talking about, I believe it was the inflation in relation to last minute bookings.
God damn it.
And disappointed children.
Yeah.
The prices just keep going up and up. You get a slide whistle.
The prices keep climbing. I have no clue. This is a TV thing, right? Yeah.
Your name's guys, fucking my TV.
Yeah. I'm all the TV I need. This is what I, you know, that's the.
No, I mean, I told you guys, it's 2020 trivia. We should have a handle on it by now.
I know. What was I thinking? I totally, it is 2020.
Take as long as you need.
Because
if there's one thing I think of with music radio,
I think Carter's the minute. It's stopping and saying nothing.
Pauses of thought.
You know what? It's the David Cage.
If I could just get the camera on me, and then if I get the camera on me, and I'm just going to take about 3 or 4 minutes to contemplate, that'd be perfect. But the thing is, I do know that Carter was during that period was right when interest rates started climbing. A balloon makes sense because it's a climb. Like, you know, it's a balloon. It's helium.
Known for climbing.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it sounds all right. I mean,
we're looking for an answer, actually.
Carter, it starts with a C. A C is curved. What else is curved? S curves. Yeah. What does S curve remind you of? Balloons.
Yes. No, you're right. That's all that.
Pause everything for a second, because I only wrote 8 questions, and initially I'm like, man, I should have wrote more. I'm not worried. I feel like now we can actually start getting into the hurry up offense.
I think it's viable. I think Trey and I are in agreement. We are musicians though, by the way. You know, just saying, yeah.
AM says true, FM says true. Yeah, both busted.
Whoa.
They did feature a Jimmy Carter claymation bit that was savaged by critics. So it was not, everything was basically true, and it was Jimmy Carter, but it wasn't a balloon. It was claymation.
Claymation. Oh.
All right. I just want to point out, it did not go unnoticed that Justin is doing his very best Mikey face impersonation by casually, separate from the question, saying, "Oh no, it was a twisty balloon, and it was definitely a magician that they hired off the side. These were all false details that I'm making up while we do it, because I'm now able to experience the joy that my tormentor experienced every time he was on."
I'll tell you what, I get it now. It's great.
All right, we got this. Look,
that's awesome.
AM's ready to rock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the AM stands for. Right. Am ready to rock.
Am ready to rock.
Unlike FM, where the rock actually is.
Trivia, 2020 trivia. The Romance Writers of America said on Monday that it was hiring a law firm to audit the process that led to 8 board members and the former president of the 9,000-member organization to resign. The dispute arose after the group suspended Courtney Milan, a former board member who last summer criticized the novel Somewhere Lies the Moon on Twitter as a racist mess.
There's a lot of boob pieces. Ooh,
lots to unpack here. What is this, the 2020s? You tell me that in the 2020s, the Romance Guild of I picture a bunch of Skeksis all together. Yeah. Saying like, the hair must flow more.
I say the purple-headed warrior must penetrate the crystal chalice of
more number threes.
And I will give you guys a little bit of a leg up here and say that.
Yes, give us more legs up. I say she has four vaginas.
Go on.
I see you've read Somewhere Lies the Moon.
The moon is her bottom.
That this thing with the Romance Writers of America hiring the law firm, that is all 100% true. So either the rest of it is true, or there is a curve somewhere in the dispute arising about suspended Courtney Milan, a former board member who last summer criticized the novel Somewhere Lies the Moon on Twitter as a racist mess.
See, okay, here's how I know it's false. Because the real story was the unfortunate name of the agency, which was Dewey Bottom and Howe, and that was the real news item.
Yeah, I remember that. And I remember the whole Dewey Bottom and the Howe. Yeah, I mean, if you told me the romance genre was racist and then the romance people got mad and wanted to sue me, I would believe that.
I would question how many vaginas you have.
Zero, I hope.
Well, we can fix that.
No,
that our creative directors. We've got these art comps.
All right, so true or false?
False.
Oh, we're saying false. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going false. That's right.
No, I think that this is a true story, but I think he altered the details to miss us.
We just, we're taking a statistical whiff at it.
Yeah.
That there's a
We took a really statistical whiff of where the moon lies.
I do have a point.
Dewey Bottom and Howe.
I mean, by the way, it's all of them are statistical. It's
all right, listen up, Mr. Mickey, wannabe Mikey.
No. But by the way, if I were Mr. Mickey, Brian would have made a reservation with
God damn it, you beat me to it. You beat me to it.
Team FM, what do you got?
Unfortunately, you guys are kind of screwed on this one because I happen to know.
Screwed, you say?
I'll be the judge of that one.
Three of them will only lie. One of them will tell the truth.
I happen to know some romance novelists. One of them wrote a book that you guys might be aware of. It actually topped the romance charts for a little
topping?
While.
Topping?
It was called The Diamond Club. It was a pretty spectacular book.
Make a song.
We're gonna go with this one. This one's true. This one is certainly.
True? Right? You want to go true?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're going true.
Okay. Point for Team FM. It is indeed true. Ah. The dispute was over Courtney Milan calling Somewhere Lies the Moon a racist mess. And that was one of them where I was going to change it. And then I'm like, I don't know if I could do better. I don't know.
Do I dare to ask why this was racist? Like, do they give specifics?
Yeah, she is a Chinese American and thought that the depiction of the Chinese women in the book was laughably racist.
I don't know.
Okay, look. I'm sorry. Okay.
Now, I'm just saying, my partner AM.
No! Get me moving right along!
Fade to black!
Moving right along.
Justin, save me.
Somewhere lies the tray.
Hard punch out on that one.
Turning his guitar down.
20, you guys, 2020 trivia. Street Wine, Mad Dog 2020 is named for Mogan David.
Sorry, say it.
What's Mad Dog doing?
Streetwine Mad Dog 2020 is named for its creator, Mogan David.
Streetwine?
Oh, so it's a Streetwine. Okay, so it's Mad Dog.
MD 2020.
Someone clearly has not had MD 2020 in here.
Yeah.
Mad Dog 2020 is
great.
We all know it and we love to
here's the
be
question
around
is,
what it
is it actually is Mad Dog, so it sounds to me if I'm just projecting on the story behind this that Mad Dog is a nickname for what did you say his name was? Momomet Nadon Hammerhead was what it was in the Kenner toys.
Mogan David.
Mogan David.
He called it a street wine.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Okay.
No.
So, I'm coming at this from square zero.
Okay. There are.
You're AM. I am fucking.
All of a sudden, I realized that maybe me and Mike should be on a team. we're AM as fuck over here.
Mad Dog 2020 is not unlike Ruinem, a fortified wine, but something that is that along with like Thunderbird and
Night Train,
Steel Reserve on the beer side. Are very high alcohol, very low price, tastes like garbage, but are
does a certain job.
Get you drunk.
Got
it. It gives you hangovers. You go straight from you go straight from cracking to hangover.
Normally,
I think Mad Dog's 20% alcohol.
The shortest possible path to regret.
That's
sounds
exactly
like
right.
Something I should try.
Yeah.
well, I think too. is it FM first?
I don't
FM. No. FM first, right?
Okay.
Because
go for it.
So we're just guessing whether that's.
Well, I think isn't that the name of the guy that that Eddie Murphy plays in the new movie, Curses? No, it's not.
His new movie, Curses.
Curses.
If you ever wanted to see Eddie Murphy curse, make sure to tune in to Curses.
I got one of these goddamn curses. That's the most Eddie Murphy impression I will be doing tonight.
Late night on Eddie Murphy. Get that Eddie Murphy again.
A bit where it's Eddie Murphy talking about how everyone expects him to curse, but he is going to curse, but not the way they think. And then he performs a curse. That's the curse that he does.
Just end with a curse word. Just end with a curse word.
Also an actual curse.
Okay. Everybody says I got to be cool. I got to be doing curses. I got to do curse words. What Gigi cursed it for you?
Fuck! Also, you're going to die alone.
You're going to die alone.
Curse someone. Yeah,
you're
going to
die alone. We're all going to die alone.
You have to perform a ritual.
Dinner! All right, so what do we got? Team FM, true or false?
I'm going true.
Yeah.
Okay, true. Yeah, I'm Trey's the booze expert.
What can you give us the name again?
The expert on Mad Dog.
Mad Dog 2020 is what is colloquially known by, but on the label it's MD 2020.
And the name of the man it's supposedly named after?
Mogan David.
MD.
Mogen David. Mogan David.
You know what? You had me up until that moment that you pretended to be reading from the page, which is you overdo it. There's a reason Mikey's better at this than you, because he would not get this faux like, oh, well, I'm looking at these Get Set Go lyrics, and it says right here, that's when I knew I loved Brian and Justin.
Oh, M-O-M-O-G-E-N-D-A-V.
Is it all one word?
First name Mogan, last name David.
That's when you're playing Balderdash. You pretend to read from the card and totally lie.
Isn't Mogan David the name of a Wheel of Time character? Isn't Mogan David like one of the evil Forsaken in Wheel of Time?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Right. He's the wheel to David's time.
He's actually the wheel.
All right, so this doesn't pass the sniff test, right?
No, I'm with you on that. 100%. This is garbage.
This is false. This is big old false. Big F.
Big false. BF 2020. BS 2020.
Totally true. Mogan David is the 2020. Suck it!
Damn. Mogan David.
Mogan.
That is a pretty dope name. I'm not going to lie.
It's almost like Morgan.
Well, yeah, Captain Mogan.
Captain Mogan. Captain. You got to. It's not a captain. He's a captain.
Mogan.
Old Cappy right. Moe.
2020 trivia. At CES, Impossible Foods ushered journalists to try their new not meat. So far, the reviews are positive for Impossible Chicken, which was prepared as a chicken parmesan slider and a premium tender.
Is it us first?
Yeah.
Brian. Team AM, you go Brian. First.
I mean, I'm all in. I'm all in on this one being true.
It's this one. Look, let me pull into my envelope here.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Oh, it says it's not true.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the bit Johnny Carson would do where he would be like, I'm going to hold a soda up to my forehead, pull out a scroll,
and it's going to say,
and just say not true, and not give any information as to why. Why wouldn't they? Because Impossible Foods has leaned heavily into the tech culture 1.0, 2.0, all of that stuff iteration.
But it's not chicken.
It wouldn't be like pork. Impossible pork? You mean anal?
Hopping pork.
I'm glad Justin heard that.
So, false, true or false?
I'm going to say we should maybe say big ol' F to
big
that.
Big ol' F. F to that.
Big false.
Yeah. Big false. We're working for big false
big
now.
Big false energy.
All right.
FM?
FM, what do you got?
Impossible Trafe? I mean, is that the idea?
It was CES?
Yeah, which is going on right now. So okay. he could be fooling us a couple ways. It could be Beyond Meat could be doing it, not Impossible. That's the other way. And then the other question is, what meat are they doing next? Chicken is the obvious answer.
I do know that Impossible was in the news recently, but I think they were in the news recently because
they had a Tom Cruise movie.
How is FM more AM than AM? I don't understand.
I guess
even the word impossible on the radio phone.
I think they're in the news in 2019, like the very tail end of 2019. Maybe it's not 2020. So maybe it'd be false.
Everything is 2020 related.
Okay.
Everything is 2020.
So true.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck it. Sure. Let's do it.
True.
We believe it.
AM gets the point. Absolutely.
Yeah! Okay. So is it's the pork. Idea that they wrong? Want to penetrate the markets where you're not allowed to have pork?
I think it's probably because pork is closer to being a red meat. Because that's the whole thing, is the fake heme.
Oh, by putting the heme in there, they're able to get the consistency. But because meanwhile, many chicken substitutes are already pretty good. The chicken fingers and stuff.
Yeah, that's just not what Impossible Foods does best. Like if you've ever had the Impossible Burger, it kind of strands out a little bit. So it's always to me been something that like they could do a really good pork thing, and so apparently they have.
Cool,
huh?
All right, here we go. 2020 trivia here, guys. We begin with Team FM. If you have 20/20 vision, you can see clearly at 20 feet, what should normally be seen at a distance. However, 23% of the population now has 20/10 vision, either naturally or through surgery. True or false?
I do know that it is possible to improve.
2010 is not that hard to get to.
And I know.
But also, what he said about 2020, I don't think is right. So that might be what he's because 2020 means you see 20 feet as 20 feet should be.
Yeah. So yeah, it's direct correlation to the distance. Can you reread that again so we can kind of because it did sound a little weird that one.
If you have 20/20 vision, you can see clearly at 20 feet, what should normally be seen at that distance.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's correct.
23% of the population now has 20/10 vision, either naturally or through surgery.
Okay.
I don't think you can get.
You can get.
It's like spoiler alert. It's the 23% is the question.
Well, I have 2015 with my contacts.
I have worse with my contacts. I don't have. I have worse than 20/20, but better than my normal.
That's why I wear contacts, is to make my vision worse too.
With glasses, I'm over 20/20. Contacts,
but they do look like cat's eyes.
That's why I see.
Time out. Brainstorm. Does there exist novelty contact lenses that look like buttholes? True or false? Before you Google
Human
it, yes or no? Everybody place your bets.
Yeah,
I think
that do create eye irritant for vitreous tumors.
Although I guess some people naturally have brown eyes.
Right. Well, and also,
I mean, like, the answer is yes. You could probably find some contact design that looks more like a butthole. Like you're
No. That is marketed like as novelty,
like Spencer's like, branded butthole contact.
Yes, like you're dressed. It's a Halloween costume of Anal Queen 1978.
Available.
And you wear sunglasses, and you're like, who are you going as? Like, I'm Lucy. Brown eye.
Available in pink and brown colors.
Yeah.
They should.
Brian is at this point just thinking of distractions that he's going to have to do to the girls when they're going to Gator World.
Oh, God damn it. I'm actually trying to think of money-making ventures that'll let me pay for the last-minute everythings that are coming up.
who's starting first on this one?
23% feels too high to me.
I think so too. I mean, okay.
So sort of false.
False.
Yep.
The kids, Brian. 2010, I think, is a version of nearsightedness. Is that?
2010 is no.
Help me out. I have a million and none vision. I have the worst nearsight. I can see 6 inches in front of my face as well.
I used to have 2200 vision, and then it got bad enough that it became 2400, and yet my corrected vision is 2010. And that is both with hard contact lenses, the gas permeable ones that I wear when I'm 10 pounds lighter than I am now, and with the glasses that I'm wearing now. So I'm going to say that naturally, I'm going to guess around 10% of the population naturally has better than average vision by definition. So the idea that LASIK would nudge that to 23% is totally believable. I say this one is totally true.
Back your play.
Team FM gets the point. This is false. What? 1%. 1% of the population has 2010 vision. 1%.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even know that getting 2010 was possible. I always thought it was 2015 was like the best you could do.
Oh, so no. I want to say like Chuck Yeager or some famous test pilot had like 320. He could see a hurt feeling from a mile away. Yeah, I mean, it was amazing.
Because he had a curse. eagle eyes.
Unfortunately, his eyes look like buttholes. Yeah,
like your child will have butthole shaped eyes that can see like a ninja.
And also, I guess 23% is not like a trend. That is an evolutionary wave of humanity.
No,
we would even be evolving to better.
What I figured was defining 2020 as average or normal or what you're supposed to have.
Ideal.
In a normal distribution curve, that would mean that an awful lot of people would be in the middle. But I guessed poorly at the shape of the curve. I thought it was a fatty bell. Turns out it's a skinny bell.
In fact, I think that 2020. I think most people are trending away toward from that. Like that 2020 is just it looks 20 feet away. It looks 20 feet away. I don't think that's the norm. I think that the norm is skewing worse.
Because
what's happening is because we've had corrective lenses for so many years, we're not breeding the bad eyes out of our gene pool. So
man, yeah. weird time to bring up eugenics, but what's the next question?
See, with FM you get these crazy ideas.
I mean, I don't know if that's your new prog rock album.
Yeah. Breed it out. 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 Breed it out.
Yeah, we're going to fade to black on that one.
Traffic weather together on the fives. Cook at the wrist is Badger in the morning. It's AM radio.
Uncontroversial AM radio.
I'm glad you brought that up, caller.
Final question. So let's actually see if you guys can both just write down, one of you write down on a, screw it, here. A bunch of points. All the points. Here we go. The judge in Harvey Weinstein's trial threatened to jail the movie producer Tuesday for his repeated loud clearing of his throat, disrupting the prosecution. At the beginning of the court proceedings in New York, Judge James Burke raised his voice and reprimanded Weinstein and his defense team, specifically Arthur Adela, for Weinstein's outburst. Weinstein apologized and told the judge he was getting over a cold.
Oof. I'd like to believe that the answer is that this is false, because what he says is, apologies, I'm currently about to go to jail for the rest of my life. So you, I hope you'll forgive me that I keep clearing my throat during the defense. Jesus, I mean, what parts are real?
I like the thing that he's just clearing his throat so he can strengthen his neck muscles, because he's definitely got dirt on Hillary Clinton. So he's got strong.
He's like, I'm told that, you know, I might accidentally slip and break my neck in five places and have it ruled a suicide.
So let me he's got a little bitty barbell doing this through his neck. Oh man, see, that's.
I would like to believe that this is the dumb, petty thing. I would like to believe that this is how sad the saga ends.
This is what
true.
He's down to it, because he's got the walker too. He's coming in with the walker.
Yeah, it depends on whether or not, you know. He was playing Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh,
right,
you
before.
Think he just sprained it doing a little bit of butterfly the other night?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, was that intentionally a specific reference to a song that you know is on Dance Dance Revolution?
I had a lot of them in Chamber Bride.
Yeah, all right, I'm with you. Look, there's a reason AM people bond over FM music for some reason.
JFM. All right, I'm feeling private. Private. I'm thinking this.
Private. Yes.
Okay. We have locked in our answer.
We've locked in. Bryce has shown me the private part.
Please don't. All right. So
I've been totally out of it. So I'm with you on this.
FM, talk it out.
So yeah. So you know, I totally passed over the article, but he definitely does to me seem like he's one of those kinds of bastards that would be like just constantly be like, no, let me.
You don't feel like he's of high moral character.
No, you are right. You are right. I do know. You know, in church.
Is there no dignity with Harvey Weinstein anymore?
I see him in synagogue.
You know what? I was really on the fence until he also just kept on.
I'd see him at synagogue, and he definitely was.
Please be careful with the end of that sentence. Please, like a Fabergé egg, protect that end of the sentence.
Is where we say true or false.
So I think it's true. I think it's probably true. True. I think it's probably disrupting.
Down, so it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah. We also said.
We said true.
True. Okay.
True. What did you guys say? True.
True. Yeah. True, yeah. Both true.
You're both wrong. It is false. Harvey Weinstein was reprimanded by the judge because he wouldn't stop playing on his phone.
He tried to be millennial.
Yeah. But it means that at a final score of 3-2, our winners are the far more clear, far-reaching signal of FM, who will now be a little... That does not involve racism or eugenics.
I would love to believe, like, they're trying to do the trial, and over there you just hear Harvey Weinstein.
And there we go. 2020 trivia books.
This song doesn't involve racism or genetics or eugenics or... shitty eyeballs. This song doesn't involve racism or eugenics. No, it doesn't involve racism or eugenics. It's the non-involving racism eugenics song of 2020. The very first one. That was the very first non-racism, non-eugenic song written in 2020.
We got a hell of a year coming, guys. Hell of a year, 2020.
It's the first of many, of course, you know.
Yeah. But by the way, at Mike's writing pace, dozens about racism or eugenics. Just without that well-known writing crutch.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, man, you want to do a little bit of Diamond Time?
Yes, indeed we can. Diamond Time is where you can shout out your projects right here on the show. Just head on over to diamondclub.reddit.com. Again, that is diamondclub.reddit.com or reddit.com/r/diamondclub. Sticky post right there at the top of the page is what you're looking for. We begin with Android Doughboy, who writes, Diamond Club, just before Thanksgiving, my 13-year-old nephew AC was diagnosed with stage 4 T-cell lymphoblastic lymphoma. It was discovered that AC's chest had tumors causing fluid to accumulate around his heart and lungs, requiring a chest tube and an ICU stay. After spending 10 days in ICU oncology at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital in Indianapolis, he has bounced back due to prayers and stellar medical care. He is now into his first round of chemotherapy with many rounds to come. Chemotherapies are expected to last well into 2020 care and will continue into 2021 and beyond. The family is blessed with decent insurance coverage. However, out-of-pocket expenses are high. A GoFundMe has been created to assist with uncovered medical expenses to help free the family to cover the costs. Let's lift this family up the best way we can. No one fights alone. Hashtag AC Strong. If you want to help out, bit.ly/ACStrong. That is capital A, capital C, capital S in Strong.
We also got an email from, or I guess not an email, a post from Spiderbite saying, hello, as many of you know, Australia is currently facing a major environmental crisis, resulting in the deaths of nearly 500 million animals. I think I read that it's over 1 billion, conservatively, and driving many from their homes. So why not open your wallets and come some money on the Australian Red Cross to help out the home of our Diamond Club favorites like Auntie Donna and the Lloyd family. YOLO420.com/Aus, excuse me, Australia. I think all lowercase on that.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Norferlim writes, Diamond Club, here's a shout out to World Peace.
Hells yeah. Goddamn right.
He said world peace like a piece of pie or a piece of ass.
Piece of ass. No. Like, yeah. Here's a shout out for world peace because we're all about to get fucked. Have you seen the motherfucking news?
And so, by the way, go ahead and check out Diamond Time. It is at the sticky post at the top of the page there at our subreddit, reddit.com/r/diamondclub or diamondclub.reddit.com.
Yeah. We should go into movie draft minute.
Yep.
Welcome to your Movie Draft Minute presented by CosmicRadio.tv
this is so
for
AM.
The week of January 6th, 2020. I'm your host, Roberto Villegas. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you've had a wonderful time off, but now it is time to get back to business with our draft. How did our competitors fare over the holiday break? Let's go find out. Tom Merritt is in sixth place with $12.9 million. John Teasdale is in 5th place, $28 million. Brett Rounsville is in 4th place, $54.2 million. Jenny Josephson is in 3rd place, $55.5 million. Brian Brushwood is in 2nd place with $79 million. And in 1st place, $199.9 million. It's Movie League Mike. And that is your Movie Draft Minute for the week of January 6th, 2020.
Are those correct?
No.
Literally everything a lie?
So what happened is we know... Okay, here's what we know happened. Movie Box Office Mojo changed their whole thing earlier at the beginning of the season. We all knew it. We all hated it. And now it doesn't... It seems like they're not even giving us the right numbers. So these numbers seem to be pretty old if they are accurate at all.
For the record, I mean, look, which they're not. You know, we never wrote it specifically into the bylaws. So if, because we never made a rule preemptively, I have to accept second place. I mean, I suppose I'm okay with that. If that's where we are, so be it.
Yeah.
Let the cats fall where they may.
So we don't know what is happening.
We are in the dark. We're still dark on the Movie Draft Minute.
Anybody got a copy of the Hollywood Reporter?
Yeah, can we get a variety?
Yeah, can we do a little edition?
In fact, everybody, turn out your pockets. Who's got receipts? Just tell us which of these movies you saw.
Let's just count now. I saw Uncut Gems. That's not in the draft. Yeah.
I saw it a billion times. Hold on.
If I'm 1/300th of the United States, and I went to that movie. right? You just,
if you're 1/300th of the United States, you got a million dicks.
Well, 1/300 million.
He's got a million.
This tracks.
The Romance Council accepts this now.
Award him 7 vaginas. Also, that book was
only 7 for 1 million dicks.
Be happy we give you that many. It's me, Emperor Palpatine, on my podcast. Brought to you by Purple Mattresses.
Holy shit. Yeah, so, all right, we don't know. Because we just went in, we're coming out of 3 pre-recorded episodes.
Yeah.
Which recorded earlier before the Christmas holiday. You had been up to our last live episode and possibly even into our pre-recorded episodes, I don't remember, very bullish on the financial dynamism of cats. What have you to say for your prediction now?
I don't remember saying anything of the sort. I've always been an AM radio guy. Yeah, man, cats shit the bed. They're outdoor cats now in my book. Wow, that
possibly
movie.
Accurate numbers say $25.0 million in the U.S.
I like the phrase anything $0.0 million. that movie, there were news items saying that they were releasing patches after it came out. They were uploading DLC after release on a movie
awesome.
To
awesome.
Fix the human hands that were appearing left and right in it.
Wow.
There were cats clipping through the floor on opening night.
You could see wedding bands that performers had not taken off of the because they knew it would be painted over.
Right, because they were told that they wouldn't have to or whatever. Yeah.
How does
the performances they gave? Hey-oh! I didn't see it.
I mean, how does that happen?
Don't worry, neither did you.
How does that? Is somebody like somebody's watching the movie and they're like, it's good enough. You know, it's fine. No one's going to the movie anyways.
To be honest, we kind of saw a soft version of probably what really happened with the new Star Wars movie as well. Because by all accounts, Star Wars it was going to be a fine dish if it was just allowed to cook a little bit longer.
Oh, really?
But they were told in no uncertain terms that food Christmas. Would be delivered at 4:50. And that was the end of that.
Yeah,
you know, the cats thing, I assume at some point the wrong version got uploaded because it wasn't every theater that had that screwed up. It wasn't like everybody who saw the initial one got a certain version and then they uploaded stuff. There were just some theaters that I guess because we now live in a world where they're not getting actual film reels. They're literally just downloading these massive files from servers.
Keep going.
Yeah. They're downloading these massive files from servers. And I'm guessing that at some point someone put up the wrong version and then we're like, ah, crap. No, download the new version and then send an email to everybody that please make sure that you've re-downloaded the newest version of cats, and some people didn't, and so they saw Judi Dench's hand.
There was a similar story about, I believe, and I'll be the first to admit that memory's kind of kooky, but it would be very weird if I manufactured this memory, but I am certain that there was a brouhaha during the release of The Phantom Menace because there were some theaters that had either a print or a digital release or whatever in which Darth Maul, spoiler alert at the end, does not have the moment where his body splits into two, indicating that he's definitely been severed in half.
Yeah.
They instead got one where it was just his body falling down. So it's not totally unprecedented for wrong cuts.
But even in digital, that gets expensive.
Oh, sure.
You know,
I mean,
imagine sending out film prints and the prints being wrong.
Guy Smiley 777 gives the very relatable moment of V5A_final_final_final .mov.
And you know that's not right because it doesn't have the word real on all caps.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Man, cats.
I guess we had all seen Star Wars. Or had we? No, we hadn't seen Star Wars.
No. How'd you like the Star Wars? It's Star Peace now, right? We're all at peace.
I haven't seen it yet. I have not yet.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's fucking garbage.
Yeah, that's, like, that's, yeah, and that's, that, it, That's been my big. Well, it's really funny. My sister loved it and took my nieces multiple times. Like, and the girls loved it. And that's usually not a red flag because usually her taste in movies is pretty decent. But everybody else in my life was like, don't go see it. And so,
oh no, no, I actually I say do go see it, but
it
just
could have been worse.
No, like do go see it. That movie is genuinely what happens when supremely awesome, talented people at every level. There was not there's not a single actor who's not a good actor. There's not a single editor who's not a good editor. There's not a single visual effects artist that's not brilliant. Even the director, from top to bottom. Everybody's supremely talented, but by all accounts, from what I'm reading, there are two things. There's number one, the time thing. They just didn't have enough time to cook it. Mm-hmm. And number two, the ambition thing, which is, I believe, in that amount of time, you could have cooked a third movie of that single trilogy that would have been very fine and very satisfying. But to, in that time, cook a movie that is somehow able to thread the needle of acting like the previous eight movies were all done on purpose with this being the end. The analogy I made before was, I imagine J.J. Abrams at a table and they walk in and they hand him 75 pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, three Uno cards, a broken Rubik's Cube, and they say, make it look like that was all a puzzle and this is what we meant for it to be the whole time. And then he got halfway through it and they said, oh, by the way, also do it by December. And then he starts and then he says, oh, wait, one more thing. They walk over with a hammer, smash up the Rubik's Cube and say, one of your actors died. And then they walk off. And it's like, how do you even? There's no world where I can imagine any amount of talented people solving
I'm troubled
that.
By that.
You're right. If that's the case, you know, third movie, massive franchise reboot. Theoretically, you know, had all the time in the world compared to the other two.
I mean, do you think they're going to do it? Do you think they're going to do over it with like a director's cut in 6 months? Do you think they're going to be like, oh, and now here's the real version?
There's already talk about like release the JJ cut.
But that's fan stuff. That's like the Snyder cut. That stuff, they can't capitulate to that because then they're going to have to keep doing it.
No. Bryce, sure as the dawning of the sun, the Snyder Cut will be a release title on HBO Max. Good. I will guarantee you.
Wow.
That's their Warner's thing. There are too many people that are part of that family that are pros. Like, you know, Damon Lindelof is tweeting about, I'm not saying I've seen the Snyder, hashtag the Snyder Cut, but if I did, I'd say it was amazing. Too many people that are part of that corporate family are teasing this. There will be a Snyder. They are going to use that bizarre, weird element of fandom to launch HBO Max.
I would bet a stake that that is not the case by 2021.
It makes sense because what they do is they put the movie out because they're like, we're gonna have it up by Christmas, and they get everybody's dollars, and then obviously they get backlash because it wasn't done right, and then they go back and they're like, but you know what, we do have this other cut. This was the cut that J.J. Abrams really wanted to put out, and we just didn't. But we're gonna put this out for you guys anyways. Six months later, there's
one thing that precludes that from possibly happening, and that is Disney publicly admitting they did anything less than perfect. For example, if they were to not treat me and my family very well in a few days.
Oh, yes, you're right, yeah. So you're right.
Bryce, you're fucking on.
Do it.
I will bet a stake on that.
2020, January 1, 2021, if there's no Snyder Cut on HBO Max or whatever it is, I'll say
steak.
We're not even going to have to wait that long. Don't worry. I'm going to have that by late summer. Number two, I forgot what we were talking about. Star Wars, the JJ cut. I don't think the best that we're going to do is maybe like extended features on a DVD or Blu-ray, and then maybe eventually on Disney Plus of like, oh, here was the deleted scenes, the differing visions or whatever of what we went to before we got to our perfect movie, Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. Now, I have been told in the chat that the numbers have been corrected on the movie.
There's no need to read those.
So I'll just run through them really quick. In sixth place, there's Brian Brushwood at 197 million. Number five is Jenny with 350.2 million. Brett is at fourth place with 386.3 million. Movie League Mike is at 428.6 million. John Teasdale is at number two with 572.6, and Tom Merritt is in first place with 598.2 million, which is a much closer game than it was about 10 minutes ago. Thank you, T2T2, for solving
that. Yeah.
And so that's a win for Tom, right? Because no one else really even. Oh, I guess maybe no.
No,
Movie League.
I do think Brett.
Brett could drift some money.
Brett could drift another 150 million. But I guess Tom's getting ready to cross over 600 million. Wow, what a shitty box office season. No need to show mine.
Well, I was going to say Bad Boys for Life could do well, but it's not going to do 400 million.
Except for it won't do well.
Yeah, because Teasdale's out of gas. He has nothing else unless because Frozen 2 isn't even still in theaters, right?
No, it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think Frozen 2 is absolutely still going to be in theaters for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the case, then maybe. Because he's not far off. He's only 26 million off. Brett's out, though. No, Rise of Skywalker's, I think, already starting to fade.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have any emails?
We do have emails. Let's open up.
Join us for drinks in the Diamond Club.
Diamond Club. That sounds grand.
Super grand. This is the part of the show where we read your emails that you sent into mail at nightattack.tv, M-A-I-L at nightattack.tv. We got this email from Brian. Brian writes, not you, Brian.
Oh.
From this.
I was like, man, it must have been an ambient night.
Brian writes, hey, Brian / Troll Dan here. Ah, hi, Troll Dan. With my story of how I discovered this nonsense, I was following Twit pretty heavily as Leo was talking about this gaming show he wanted to make. I had never heard of Brian, but he seemed interesting enough to look up. That's how I found out NSFW show and Justin. It's been good times ever since. Also, as I stare at the ceiling with a lullaby running through my head, it finally occurs to me Mike is saying he's going to kill himself by pissing off bees because Brian Brushwood, BB. I get it now. Mike,
was that intentional?
Did that...
No.
What's funny is I immediately went to a real thing that happens is a tragic thing is that people with severe food allergies make out with people who have eaten things and they forget about it and they don't have their EpiPens or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like I suddenly went to me trying to kiss you and you going, I'm sorry, I'm allergic to bees.
There you go. Thank you so much, Brian / Troll Dan. We also have one more email here. This is from Brian. Brian writes, I can confirm this is a third Brian.
This one writes,
a third Brian.
Remind me to.
I booked the hotel at Disney.
And Brian has some very good words about Mike TV's songbooks. Brian writes, I have the previous two Get Set Go songbooks, and they are both amazing. You would be a fool not to get this new one, and if you don't have the other two, there are tiers in the Kickstarter to get them. Of course, you can find out more about that at YOLO420, that's YOLO420.com/GSGbook, the number three, to get Fury of Your Lonely Heart. Get it now. Ooh, look at that. Some more joining just came in. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That is awesome, dude.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you to everybody who sends in emails to mail at nightattack.tv. That's where we read your emails at this section of the show, which is at the end of the show, which is what this is. Bye.
Oh, man. Hey, gentlemen, could you give me a warm bed of tasty grooves to take us out here? So as we reminisce and as I'm asking you to tee up the lullaby. There you go. But not actually start singing, because normally we talk over your voice. So, hey, Justin, what did we learn?
Well, Brian, you're really up against it.
In more ways than one. Seven ways. I don't know if I'm the Skeksis or Palpatine anymore. We learned that that all is not lost if Bryce has to actually, set up an entire production studio for an in-room concert. and Justin is able to play Quizmaster again.
We learn that 8 years later, we can still help fund Fury of a Lonely Heart. That is YOLO420.com/GSG book number 3.
Man, but most importantly, we learn that, goddamn, it's good to be here. We love you guys. Do us a favor. Die in a fire.
See you next Tuesday.
Unless you're in Australia, don't die in a fire.
No, please don't.
Oh no, Night Attack is through. Is there something that I did? Is there something I can do? Oh no, Night Attack is done. My heart has been broken. The depression's just begun. Ryan Brushwood, every time you leave, I wanna hurt myself by pissing off some bees. I'm allergic to bees. Oh, Justin Robert Young, every time you go, I get so sad that I wanna drink a warm glass of Drano. Everybody. Night attack. I love you.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.